We are the Anti-Villain League, dedicated to fighting crime on a global scale. A new villain has surfaced. You know how a villain thinks. That's why we brought you here.
Pins and needles.
I am the League's director, Silas Ramsbottom.
Bottom.
Hilarious.
Okay, here's the deal. The first Despicable Me was such a fresh, charming surprise that it was impossible to live up to it with an inevitable sequel, and that's part of the reason why this was such a disappointment for me. Despicable Me 2 finds Gru in the middle of two challenges, one to find a new and dastardly supervillain, and the other to find a suitable mother for his three adoptive girls. Still charming to a degree with some fun moments, Despicable Me 2 plays more like an Ice Age sequel. The off-kilter bits with the minions are delightful, but the story is painfully overwritten to accommodate all the characters from the first film that really don't have a place in the overall plot. Like the emotional rollercoaster of dating a functional sociopath, Despicable Me 2's high points are great, but the low points are soul-crushing. I haven't been this conflicted about a movie in a long time. Despicable Me 2 gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.